Khandu, the magician. Next Monday at this same time, the makers of White King will continue the thrilling story of Khandu, the magician. And tomorrow, Saturday, when you do your weekend shopping, be sure at the head of the list you write the words White King. You will like White King for washing clothes and for washing dishes, too. There's something about a dishpan full of nice, warm soap suds that makes a woman feel that her dishes will come out really clean. Every tiny granule disholves completely in your dishwater, whips up to billowy clouds of suds. And White King suds rinse away quickly and completely, too, when you douse your dishes with hot water. Leave china, glassware, and silver so extra bright they dry in a jiffy. White King soap is extra kind to hands, too. It is so easy on lovely hands that thousands and thousands of ladies who use it say, I love White King. Yes, indeed, for washing clothes or dishes, you will love White King. Waiting in the darkness of an ancient dungeon in the catacombs on the island of Malta, Frank Chandler knows he has arrived before Roxor and his prisoner, Robert Regent. And when Roxor appears, leaving Regent with a guard in another room, Chandler allows Roxor to chain him to the wall with a medieval instrument of torture. A few moments later, Princess Naji makes her way through the darkness, having received a warning that Chandler is in great danger. By his occult powers, Chandler feigns death, and Naji convinces Roxor she has killed him. He takes her to the room where he has left Regent, but Regent is gone, and Chandler has also disappeared. Now it is late the following day. Dorothy, Bob, and Betty come out of the hotel into the courtyard. Khandu, the magician.
Look, Mom, just because Uncle Frank hasn't showed up doesn't mean there has to be something wrong.
No, Mother. He might even have flipped back to Algiers or someplace by magic.
I tell the tale of a stranger.
Hey, he's a storyteller.
Not like Abdallah.
A man who learned through much suffering to be wise. Now it happened that he fell into the hands of his enemy, who kept him a prisoner for many years while wars came and peace, and still men kept their daggers pride.
Mother, do you think he...
Hush, Betty.
Far from the tents of his tribe across the blue sea, the stranger lay hidden deep, deep under the ground in the place no man knoweth.
If this is a message from me, why can't he come and give it to me openly?
Maybe it's Uncle Frank in disguise.
Oh, don't be silly.
But then came one of his tribe to take him away. And in the night, the wise man, wishing not to return to his tribe across the blue sea, came out from the place no man knoweth and disappeared.
Hey, Mom, if he means Dad, he's trying to tell you Dad doesn't want us to find him.
I know it. And I'm going to find out what he means.
Long, long he hid himself from those of his own tribe who sought him. And when they were gone, he went with him who was once his enemy. And not one of his tribe saw his face more.
Waiter, ask that man to come here, please.
I was it when he has finished the day.
But because he had turned away from the love of his people, all wisdom came to him and all power, so that none could stand against him. And his name was heard wherever men spoke of the grave. It is finished.
Well, here he comes. We'll soon know.
Do you know who we are?
I was it, I know. The family of Robert Regent.
Who are you? What did you mean by that story?
Oh, it is a story of my people.
Don't give us that. We know better.
If you know where my husband is, tell me.
If he wished to see you, he would be here.
Oh, Mother, don't pay any attention to him. Anybody at the hotel could tell him who we are.
You do not believe I know? Listen well, Sid.
What is it?
But today you went to the church.
Yes, what about it?
And you entered alone and you sat in the darkness near the doors. Is it not so?
If you saw me, you know it is.
Did you see a man who came then and sat at the other end of the... What do you say? The same seat as yourself.
Oh, I suppose so. Yes, I think there was someone there.
You will regret you did not look more closely at him, Sid. He was Robert Regent.
Just standing around here in the hall. People will think we're nuts.
I don't like to go into her room again, Bob. She doesn't want to see anybody. Oh, poor Mother.
I'd sure like to know who that guy was. I'd have gone after him when his mom said
what
that I...
What good would that do? He just have vanished behind one of those high walls. And anyway, maybe that was just what he wanted. If Roxor's got Uncle Frank...
Oh, but he hasn't, Betty.
Uncle Frank! Where were you?
You missed Dad, too.
Too? What does that mean? Where's your mother?
In her room. She just...
Dorothy.
Come in, Frank.
Can't we come in too, Mom?
We're so sorry, Mother. Can't we do something for you?
Yes, come in, children. Oh, there's nothing anyone can do, darling. How could I...
Dot, what is all this?
Oh, Frank. I sat in church this morning with Robert. Didn't even know him.
Oh, Dot. Are you sure? How did you know it was Robert?
That storyteller said so.
Well, it was quiet, dim in the church, and I sat down in a pew near the back. After a little while, a man came and sat down at the other end of the pew. I hardly looked at him. That storyteller said it was Robert.
Oh, gee, Mom, don't cry. Who would ever think he'd be there when we've chased him all over Africa?
Did you really get Daddy away from Roxor, Uncle Frank?
He got away himself, Betty.
Oh, it is true, then.
I've been combing the town for him ever since. I walked around the harbor for hours.
Why the harbor?
Because he knows I was looking for him in Algiers, Bob. He'll try to get back there.
Oh, but Frank, he won't have any money.
Anyway, I sent a cable to show Day and to look out for him just in case. Dot, tell me
what... Did you actually see Robert down in the caves last night?
No, but he was there. Now, what about this storyteller?
He told a story that sounded like it was about Daddy. So Mother called him over where we were. He knew us, too.
And he must have been one of Roxor's men looking for Robert.
Gosh, if we'd thought fast enough, we could have told him Dad was here in the hotel.
Oh, Bob, do you want to make Mother feel worse than she does now?
Oh,
Dorothy, I know we haven't found Robert yet, but neither is Roxor. That's something, now isn't it?
I suppose so, but...
And he hasn't broken down under Roxor's treatment, either.
Oh, but you don't know that, Frank.
And he hasn't given up hope for a minute, Dot. The first chance he had, he threw a burnoose over the guard's head and tied him up in it.
Hey, that's all right.
Yes, that's something. Well, Frank, what now?
I came back here just to tell you Robert had got away. I'm going to the airport now to find where Roxor went.
Oh, he can't have left Malta.
He has, Dot.
What?
This morning, when I couldn't find Robert, I began to look for him. He told me at his hotel he'd left the plane about 7 o'clock.
Maybe Roxor's just given up. He has to sometime, doesn't he?
Maybe. Well, I'll... Listen. It's the summons. Let me sit there by the crystal, Bob.
Oh, I think Yogi would only tell you where Robert is.
Shh. Nothing but clouds piling up in the sky. Blacker and blacker.
Oh, it's like they were pressing right down on our head.
Listen, Daddy, listen.
My son, hear my words.
I am listening, my teacher.
Thou art surrounded by clouds of seeming evil. Walk with care, lest thou permit thyself to believe in its power.
My teacher, what must I do? Show me the way.
When thou hast once more visited Cairo, thou art to return to India.
India? You have told me my work there is finished. And what of my sister?
Tell thy sister this. The stars belong to thee, and yet thou hast no light upon thy hearth.
I understand.
I don't. What does that mean?
And to thee, my son, I say, Do not be troubled for the outcome of thy love. It bears within itself its own fulfillment.
For Pete's sake.
Look, Frank, the picture's changing. It's mountain peaks covered with snow.
And look at the stars.
Farewell, my son. Away to the call.
It's gone.
What on earth did he mean?
Well, didn't you understand, Dot? Don't you see what he was trying to tell you?
No, I don't see how anybody could understand any of it. The outcome of thy love. Now, what was that all about?
I bet I know. Najee.
Oh, Betty, that's absurd.
Oh, I don't think so, Mother. I think it would be terrific. Don't you, Uncle Frank? Well, don't you?
I can't understand why I'm to go to Cairo. Unless...
Well, Robert can't have gone there. Why should he?
Well, I wouldn't be sent there without a reason.
Well, maybe it's something about the 3 times 3.
Whatever it is, I'll have to go.
Oh, but you can't, Frank. Robert's here on Malta somewhere. Speak to the governor. He'll have the ships and planes watched.
And so will Roxor.
But you said he'd left Malta.
But some of his men are here, Dot. You know that. Maybe some of them work for the steamship lines, for all we know.
Well, you go back to Cairo if you must. But I'm not going to leave Robert here alone, wandering about with no money and no friends. Why, who in the world could that be?
Maybe the desk downstairs. Chaudet may have answered my cable. Hello? Oh? Oh, yes, put him on.
What is it, Frank?
Chaudet? Yes, yes, it's Chandler. What? He's there.
Is Daddy in Algiers?
I can't hear him, Betty. Say that again, Chaudet. How long ago? Yes, I see. It could have been the same man. Well, nothing more now. Thank you, Chaudet. Yes. Yes, goodbye.
What is it, Frank?
Robert was at Chaudet's house in Algiers 2 hours ago.
What?
Well, he must have taken off from here at the crack of dawn.
Well, what happened, Frank?
Chaudet said he seemed very nervous and excited. He asked for me, and Chaudet told him he'd put in a call to me here.
But why didn't he talk to you?
Well, you know how long it takes to get calls through over here. Dot, you remember the Arab that came to you with that story of having Robert's drawings?
Yes, of course I do, but for heaven's sake...
Chaudet thinks it was the same fellow who showed up shortly after Robert got there.
What?
Like an imbecile, Yakub let him in.
Oh, Uncle Frank, what did he do?
Somehow he persuaded your father to leave the house with him. And neither of them has been seen since.
Pause before we say good evening to suggest that you and your family listen to Chandu every weekday evening at this time. And for your family wash, we'd like to have you try the soap we make, White King Granulated Soap. If you think that a washing machine soap should make suds, plenty of rich, thick, energetic suds, then you'll love White King. For White King makes plenty of suds, suds that stay up even when your wash water cools down. They are so full of wash day energy, they wash your clothes clean and wash them fast. Why, even your most badly soiled bath towels, your food-stained table linens, and the youngsters' grimy play togs come clean in White King's rich, creamy suds. So on your radio, remember to listen to Chandu the Magician every weekday evening. And in your weekly wash, remember to use White King granulated soap. Nothing washes like soap. And there is no soap like White King for your washing machine. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Special musical backgrounds are by Corla Pandit. Dorothy Regent is played by Irene Tedrow. The makers of White King invite you to listen again Monday at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.